Thank you for being with us as we continue on. We have with us Scott Peacock from Visit NC, and Scott is speaking to us from Jeanette's Pier. And obviously, Scott, things look a little better out there than they did, say, a week ago.
They do. I'm as you mentioned, I'm live right now at Jeanette's Pier, and it is a beautiful day. There are some surfers out there, big time, catching some waves, finishing out their morning session right now, and the beach looks great. The water and the air temperature is perfect, so things are definitely much recovered from last week and looking really solid right now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about when people think of travel in the fall. Probably everybody, most people have made their plans for the rest of the summer with Labor Day only a few weeks away, but then there's the fall travel season. Most people think of the mountains and leaves in North Carolina, but what your message is that there's also a lot of good stuff going on the North Carolina coast.
That's right. You know, as you mentioned, people obviously think about the mountains first, and we're here to talk about why the coast is such a special place in the fall. You know, for starters, the air and the water temperature is just as warm as it is in the summer. Secondly, you don't have the crowds that you do in the summer, so you really get to explore the area and feel like you have a little bit more to yourself. You know, it's also a great time of year because of the bird migration that takes place along the coast, and a lot of our wildlife here really come out and are out and moving around a lot more because there is less people here and less of an impact. So you get to get a little more up close and personal and have some experiences that you maybe wouldn't have as easily in the summertime. So that's another great reason to come visit in the fall. The other reason that it's important to think about visiting in the fall is to maybe lessen your impact. You know, we've got a program and an initiative called Outdoor NC, and we're really partnering with Leave No Trace on that to help educate people about how to help visit, experience, and encounter North Carolina's outdoor nature and wildlife, but do it in a way that's a little bit responsible and thinks about leaving less of a footprint so that you can save it for your grandkids and grandkids, grandkids, and generations to come. So that's another big reason why you should think about coming in the fall.
Well, Scott, obviously there's a lot of good things happening. I know there's North Carolina is famous for the wide variety of festivals throughout the calendar, and the fall on the coast is no exception.
That's right. You've got everything from some great kite festivals that take place. You've also got the Wings Over Water, amazing bird festival that takes place here in the Outer Banks. You got, for our pirate fans out there, myself included, you got places like Blackbeard's Pirate Jamboree and the Beaufort Pirate Invasion. Pirate Jamboree is out there in Ocracoke. So there's some cool events that take place in the fall that really make a great time to visit if you're looking for a reason. There's also Ocean Fest in Surf City that takes place, the North Carolina Seafood Festival in Moorhead. It's also just Oyster Month in general along the coast here in North Carolina. So it's a great chance, if you haven't, to really learn more about North Carolina's oysters and our oyster farmers that are here putting out some great product.
I think they call it a celebration. Is that right?
That's right. They call it a celebration here at the North Carolina Seafood Festival, and it's a great opportunity. Like I said, it's something that's been growing over the last maybe 10 years or so here in North Carolina, and that a lot of people in the state just still aren't aware of, and that is how important and how prominent oyster farming has become along the East Coast, and how we in North Carolina are really becoming a leader in that. So the North Carolina Oyster Trail and what our oyster farmers are doing is really cool. Imagine this. You can come here to the coast, get out on a boat, go out into the water, see these oysters, pull them up out of a pot live, crack it open, and have it right there on the boat while you're in the water. That's kind of a cool, unique experience that you're not going to get at a restaurant when you're just grabbing it off ice and eating it. So really special and really a good reason to come to the coast instead of just eating seafood back home.
And we're visiting with Scott Peacock from Visit NC, wrapping it up, but you guys are actually offering a chance for folks to learn more and possibly win their own Outer Banks getaway.
We are. If everyone wants to write this down, don't sweat it, NC, as in North Carolina, .com. Don't sweat it, NC.com. There you can go to learn more about the different areas of the coast, find the right one that's a good fit for you. You can also enter to win our Outer Banks trip giveaway, as well as some gear from Eno, one of our great beloved outdoor recreation producers here in North Carolina as well.
So again, the website?
It's don'tsweatitnc.com.
Don'tsweatitnc.com. Well, things are still looking good for the rest of the summer, but the fall also a good option for you on the coast in the Outer Banks. Visiting with us has been Scott Peacock from Visit NC. We thank you for your time.